Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed, check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. And once again, here we go.
This is Planet Rick with Rick Hector.
Indeed. Joining us now from Legally Armed in Detroit is the trainer of thousands. Or in this case, it's going to be 1,500. That would be Rick Hector. Good evening, sir.
Hey, man. Good evening to you. It is a lovely, gorgeous day out here in Metro Detroit, man. The sun is out. It's shining. Not too bright, not too hot, not too humid. Nice little breeze, man. Everything is looking great over here, man. How about down your way?
It's been a pretty nice day. It has been a pretty nice day. We still seem to be getting more rain than is my... I'm not a big rain guy. I know it's a necessary thing and everything, but... You know, after serving 3 years in Europe,
right?
I've had a lot of.
I mean, you know, it's not like you live in Seattle or anything where that's kind of. I mean, never ever take anything for granted, man. We got to have rain every once in a while. You know, it keeps the stuff green. You know, I'm looking at my lawn, man, and I must say, for a guy who doesn't water his lawn, my lawn is pretty darn green, man.
Yeah.
You know, watering your lawn, man, hey, I think it's overrated, man. I think Mother Nature will tend to your lawn best. I mean, outside of people who live, you know, like in Nevada, but they don't have lawns in Nevada, now do they?
No, they just have rocks.
But they're pretty rocks, though.
Yes, they are. They're very nice rocks.
Angry at Bill for talking about their rocks and not their...
Listen. If things ever aligned to a degree to where I would live out there in 5 minutes and have me a nice yard full of rocks. I love it out there.
You know, it's a great place to visit, man, as always. I haven't been out there in over a year, man, but I'll get out there soon enough, man. You know, my lady, she wants to go out to, you know, out west. Vegas, you know, is always a great place to go, man. And, you know, we'll see if we can put that in the schedule, but it won't be anytime soon, man. But, you know, everything is, you know, going great, man. Weather's great. You know, looking around at all of my people in the gun industry, the gun sales are still going strong here, man. I've been in and out of a few gun ranges. As a matter of fact, a fellow firearms trainer invited me to help her train in her class because she had a few extra people that she could handle by herself. So I joined in and helped teach some students, and we were at the range shooting. And, man, and I looked at the shelves, and the shelves are still rather barren, but there are still some items there, man. All the stuff in the middle, you know, the typical guns that most people are looking for their first choice, those are gone, man. And I was looking at some handguns, and they were like, man, I forget which model I was looking at, but the sticker on it was like $4,000. And I was like, wow, that's really nice. Maybe one day. But, you know, a guy can dream. And then, you know, some guns that are towards the lower end of the spectrum that were still there, man. You know, demand for training is still high. You know, people are still calling, looking to take classes, you know, sign of the time, right? What are we talking about? The things that are affecting us most. People are concerned about the same things, man. They're concerned about crime. They're concerned about the economy. They're concerned about jobs. And, of course, you know, the uncertainty associated with the presidential election. You know, I got the women's training thing coming up this weekend, which is huge. And, man, I'm expecting a call from my printer any moment now telling me that the next iteration of my Legally Armed in Detroit t-shirt will be finally completed and ready for distribution, man. So, all in all, you know what, man, it's a great day.
Sounds splendid. I'm waiting for I don't know how this is in Detroit, because I know you, when you do training classes, you have lots of people come to your training classes. But overall, I have never seen, you know, I've seen all these talks about, well, the gun industry is booming. It's gigantic. It's huge. We've never had, you know, we heard this in 2013. We heard it last year. We're hearing it this year. We've heard all these things. I've never seen a proportionate jump in training.
I mean, you know, there's going to be a lag. I mean, in anything, there's going to be a lag. Like, for example, all these things that I think, in my opinion, because I've been around for a while, were foreseeable in terms of being, you know, things that could impact available supply, right? Being an election year. I've been around in the gun industry for a few elections. I know how this thing works.
Right.
You look at, we're experiencing, you know, some people still, you know, leery about being in the general public due to, you know, whatever they're dealing with COVID in their respective communities. The economy, you know, whether people are working and whether the governors are allowing people to work. You look at the government, there's, you know, a new round of potential, you know, distributions of funds to people, you know, so that they could have some money coming in while they're not working in their respective regions of the country. You know, and it takes a while for all of these impactors to translate into the supply-demand curve kicking in, right? All these people saying, hey, let me go out and get a gun, and let me get ammo, and you know what? The shelves start to become barren. But if you believe in the principles of economics, man, the manufacturers and the producers will look at this, and they will say, man, we have to get more products to the market. And eventually, if everything goes the way I've been taught and the way I believe, eventually when more supplies come online, then the price will start to settle back down to things that we find, you know, normal. But I was just talking with a couple of trainers when I was at the range today, when I was helping another student with their class. You know, right now this guy, he's telling me in his own particular situation, he still is working, has a job working, you know, 4 hours every day of overtime, and he's still squeezing in training of students in between, you know, in between shifts on some days, or still doing classes on the weekend, and training is still in demand here in the Metro Detroit area. But training is going to lag, always going to lag the gun sales, man. But there are trainers out there, and there's more coming online, man. There are more people interested in being firearms instructors, because right now there's an opportunity.
Yeah, you know, well,
there's a great opportunity right now, you know. And whether they stay in it for the long haul or they just get in while everything's going great, and when things level off, maybe they'll find something else to do, man. But right now, it's a great time to be a trainer.
Well, by the way, we're coming up on the first break, so we'll talk about this in the next segment. While we're going to that, would you please tell people how to find Rick Ector?
I am Rick Ector, Legally Armed in Detroit, legallyarmeddetroit.com. I can be found at Detroit CCW on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and on Twitter. There's no way to look for me and not find me.
YouTube page. How many videos now? 2,000. How many?
Over 2,200, man.
2,200 videos.
You know, I put out one just the other day, you know, to recap my last training class that I did. And I have this big women's thing coming up, so you know there's going to be a huge video about that.
Yep. Hang on for me. We'll be right back. This is where we're currently walking around on Planet Rick with Rick Ector. This is Lock and Load.
RickExter.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable face masks. Click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Lock and Load, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Rick Hector as we are on Planet Rick at the moment. And you made mention of new instructors coming into the system. Mm-hmm. And to me, given, well, I think I've seen certain people saying there's anywhere from possibly 6 to 11 million new gun owners in the United States this year.
Mm-hmm.
Just depends on who you're talking to. I would think having more trainers would be better both for the gun-carrying public and for the right itself. Thoughts?
Well, I mean, anytime you have such a huge number of new people buying guns, I mean, you most assuredly want them to be, you know, informed, safe gun owners. So you would want them to have access to people who are, you know, teaching them how to be responsible, how to be safe. You know, you definitely want that. But, you know, there's always a period of time when you talk about that supply-demand curve, man, where there's going to be a lag. And I'm looking around at fellow training counselors such as myself. You know, we're getting not only calls for people who want to get concealed carry licenses, but they also want to look at being firearms instructors because they see all these new people buying guns, and it doesn't take much of an imagination to say, okay, well, all these new gun owners out here, they're going to need training. Now, people like you and I have been around for a while. This is not our first rodeo. This is not our first cycle. It's definitely not our first firearm, definitely not our first gun. You know, we are so far beyond, you know, basic, introductory, fundamental firearm safety. And I would even say in places of the country, you know, where you're from, where you live, I bet owning a gun and gun training is pretty much like a rite of passage kind of thing. You kind of probably grew up with guns in the house and people openly talking about guns and family members mentoring you with guns, taking you out to take you go shooting or go hunting. You know, that's not a very urban experience, you know, from the big city. It's not. It used to be, man, but you know what? It's not. And who knows? Maybe one day we can get back to that day and age, but you've probably been a gun owner and a shooter all your life, right?
I think
you're laughing, but it is true, right?
Well, I mean, my grandfather, when we used to go see my grandfather, he would let me stand beside his rifle and hold it with one hand.
Uh-huh.
And then later on, I don't know where my dad found it, but he found a single-shot bolt-action 22, which I thought that was just the coolest thing, and it was my size.
Okay.
So I could shoot that with my grandfather, and later on, he started teaching me how to do that and everything. The first time I shot a handgun, I think it was 12. So, You know, yeah, I did sort of do that. Although, you know, it's, you know, I always lived in a, South Carolina doesn't have a big city that you would consider to be like an Atlanta or a Detroit or something like that. But I always lived in the cities that are in South Carolina. So it's, you know, it's not like it's, we were running around with them. Although I very vividly remember being in high school and all the guys that were hunters.
Right.
They would come to school with their rifles in the back of their car, easily seen in the back of their car, parking in the school parking lot, and, you know, they would do their hunting, and then they'd come to class.
Well, see, you know, and that is totally normal for that section of the country. Here, completely unheard of, man. During my life and my experience, we can't do such a thing here legally because, you know, it's a different place, different area of the country, different so-called values, right? But, man, what I would have given to have that type of upbringing and familiarity with guns, man. I wasn't even, you know, really exposed to them all the way up until the time I decided to become a homeowner years and years ago and decided, well, gee, you own a gun. I mean, you own a house, so, gee, you might as well own a gun. You're like a 12-gauge shotgun. But other than that, man, I wasn't even thinking about a handgun all the way up until I got robbed in my driveway. And I said, well, you know, maybe I should look into that carrying a concealed pistol and getting the permit and getting some gun training and doing that type of thing. You know, in a way, you can really think of our country really as a nation of two worlds, man. You have the urban folks who are in the big cities and don't really have much exposure to guns on a percentage basis. And you got people who are more, you know, rural, more suburban, who pretty much are more familiar and have exposure. And they have people in their family who will do things like go hunt and you know, engage in clinking and all that other type of stuff, man. But you know, it's never too late, man. And I was late to the party, but I'm here and thoroughly entrenched, and I'm trying to get other people sufficiently interested. And with everything that's going on, man, they're out there and they're responding. And you know, it's as we talked about just a few minutes ago, it's up to getting enough trainers online to meet them all. And I'll tell you the other thing too. The politics of it all in the big cities, man, at least here in Detroit. You know, where the offices at the county clerk's office where we actually file our applications for our permits, man, they're under, like, reduced hours and they're accepting, you know, appointments for people to come in at an appointed time to turn in their concealed pistol license application, so it's really slowing down the process, and it's really, in my opinion, a form of gun control, man. You know, slowing up the applications, slowing up the time that people can, you know, legally carry a gun, concealed legally.
It's sort of alarming how government really seems to be enjoying this reducing services and stuff like that, isn't it?
You know, it's really disturbing. You know, you think when at a time when, you know, people are most unnerved, when people are most uncomfortable, most concerned with their safety.
I tell you what, hang on. I wasn't watching the clock. I was too busy being engrossed in the conversation. So you're going to have to hold that answer until the next go round. Rick is he is the head of Legally Armed in Detroit. He runs Rick's Firearms Academy. He is the trainer. I mean, when they show up to his training sessions, the firing lines are about 100 wide, and they've got 20 of them. So he trains in bulk. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi has a message for Republicans when it comes to fighting the coronavirus.
If we do not defeat the virus, we're never going to be able to open our economy and open our schools safely to send our children to school.
The California Democrat also insisting there needs to be more coronavirus testing available throughout the country. On the other side of the aisle, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany is blaming Democrats for the stalled talks on a new economic stimulus package.
What we're not willing to do is rubber stamp a behemoth $3.4 trillion deal that the Democrats put forward that was fundamentally unserious, that would have made ballot harvesting mainstream, that was a Democrat wish list.
White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow also calling the Democrats' plan a liberal wish list. This is USA Radio News. Joe Biden's running mate Kamala Harris scored the most liberal U.S. senator in 2019, according to a GovTrack analysis, outranking Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. GovTrack Analysis is a nonpartisan organization that tracks U.S. Congress and information on lawmakers and their voting record. Senator Harris was ranked as the most liberal compared to all senators in 2019. That despite many in the media portraying her as a moderate. A major auto manufacturer is announcing a number of recalls, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Ford is issuing a number of recalls. One is for 2020 F-150 pickup trucks that have a battery connection issue that could result in a fire. Also one for over a half million Ford Edges and Lincoln MKXs with brake issues, and another for about 3,600 Lincoln Corsairs with a coil spring which could corrode and break.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Lock and load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are currently on Planet Rick, where there are no masks required. And we're walking about talking to Rick Ector. Do you have to wear a mask everywhere you go?
You know, there's this new, what do you call them, executive orders, you know, from the governor, right? Where, you know, and I'm no lawyer, so, you know, I really can't tell you what legally is the difference between an executive order and an actual law, per se. But one of her latest orders that came down was that if you're in public and if the population of people in that are inside is like that, then masks are required. So obviously that's going to be a hurdle, you know, for a lot of business to be transacted. But, you know, when you look around the business landscape, you see a lot of companies bending over backwards to, you know, comply. You know, I was just at a restaurant the other day, man, and it's like you go in and you expect expected to wear a mask in there. You place your order, and then you can go outside, and then obviously you put the mask off in your car, and then they'll come bring your order to your car. So, I mean, things aren't really so efficient that everyone can just physically transform their businesses overnight, you know, to accommodate these changing requirements, orders, and their business practices. But, you know, I really was at a loss as to how she just randomly issued this order when obviously we hadn't had any, you know.
For this order, if Michigan is like any other state, I would have to imagine there has to be some sort of an emergency order in place for her to do this, because there is, as a matter of fact, most states have a mandate saying you can't walk around masked. Right?
Well, the way some legislators who filed suit against the governor were thinking was that, okay, if you file an emergency order, then, okay, state of emergency, then after so many days, you know, like 30 days, then you have to at least go back to the legislature for an authorization or a renewal. And they went to court a couple of times, and so far the courts have backed the governor, saying, well, no, she doesn't have to go back to the legislators and get a reauthorization. So in theory, as we exist now, she can just continually, perpetually come out with emergency states of order. And, you know, it's really, you know, the dumbest thing. But here's on constitutional grounds, man, you can't just cut the legislature out of the process, who are basically the vote of the people. But ultimately, this is what I believe, ultimately the people will be the final judge and the final arbiter of whether it actually gets implemented or not, because there have been a number of police departments and a number of sheriffs all across the state to say, look, we don't have the manpower to enforce it. And you know what? Yeah. In some cases, we don't agree with these dictatorial powers that you're just throwing down and throwing it at the people. You know, if you want to enforce it, fine, you enforce it. And I guess that means, you know, whether they turn us all into, you know, and it's really straight out of 1984 George Orwell, man, where if you're a business, right, and you have, and there's people in your business who are not obeying the order and having on signs, and she's talking about penalizing the business owners for allowing people to come into their facility without a mask on. So it's kind of like, it's really chilling in a way, where you're turning the business owners against the people who patronize their businesses, you know, blackmailing them into compliance. So if your customers don't obey the law, then we're going to penalize you and punish you for allowing those so-called lawbreakers to patronize your store. And it's basically turning store owners into another layer of shadow government where they're enforcing the law for the government. So I don't know.
But
it's just a really strange place we're in right now.
Yeah, it is. It is. It is. But I mean, the reason I was asking about the mask, you know, for a lot of states have been going around going, can I legally carry my concealed firearm with my permit while I wear a mask? Because most states.
Oh, yeah. That was that question that came up, and I do a regular feature here called Ask the Michigan Firearms Instructor. And that was a question that came up, and I actually looked at the law here in the state of Michigan, and it is illegal in Michigan to wear a mask and be in possession of a gun if you are in the act of committing a crime. So if you're not committing a crime, you can wear a mask and have a gun. So that's the long and short of it. But, you know, some people are latching on to that. And I guess one way of looking at it is like, okay, well, if we spread some misinformation about this, then maybe since we have to wear a mask, then that means that you can't carry a gun. And I'm like, well, no, that's not going to fly. I mean, and in some ways, you might even have gun rights advocates saying, well, hey, if I have to choose between carrying a gun and wearing a mask, then I choose to carry a gun and won't wear a mask. So it's a justification for not wearing a mask. If there's no prohibition about wearing a mask and carrying a gun, only if you are not using that gun to commit a crime. So, hey, carry your gun either way, whether you have a mask or don't have a mask. But like anything else, man, everything gets politicized.
Yeah.
That's okay. That's, we're Americans. That's what we do, right? We politicize everything, and we recognize the law, and we try to legislate people out of their rights. What are you about to say?
I'm getting real tired of business politicizing things. I really am. I mean, entertainment and bookstores and all these other things that politicize this stuff. I'm beginning to, like, one of the things I don't like is I will go to, let's say, there's a shopping mall here.
Right.
So we have to wear a mask, right? So we go to the shopping mall, we have to wear a mask.
Okay.
So then we go where, you know, nobody's policing us to make sure that we're walking in the right direction or doing this or going in the same way or whatever. We're just out there, and it's all on the honor system. Then we come to a store.
Okay.
And in the store, they have a limit as to how many people can be in there. Now, wait a minute. I'm having to wear a mask already.
Right.
And you are doing this thing where they're saying, well, only so many people can be in here at this, you know, per time. Then you get in there, and they want to do social distancing, too.
Right. Right, right.
And all of this stuff, all of these things, unless you're wearing an N95 mask.
It doesn't do anything.
None of the rest of this stuff is doing anything.
Yeah, so, and it depends on your politics, man. You know, whether you think they are trying to psychologically condition us. Because, I mean, as you just stated before, and then the data backs it up, wearing a mask doesn't really protect you at all.
No.
I think more so than anything, I think if you do the things dear mom told you, like wash your hands, and if you're sick, stay at home, you know, cover your face, turn your head if you got the sneeze.
You know, what our moms taught us, that kind of thing. Coming up on the next break, hang on for me right there if you would be so kind. Rick is getting ready to train, I think, 1,500 people. And he's getting everything lined up. And, I mean, this is just what he does. And this is why being a part of Legally Armed in Detroit is sort of a special thing, because nobody else in the United States does this on this level, on this scale. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking with Rick Ector, as we've covered quite a few things here and there, and the mask thing and everything, it interests me about what you have to put up with, because you guys have had to put up with a lot in Michigan.
Well, I mean, yeah, and you know what? We had been subjugated to all the rules that came down. This was like months ago, probably, March, when we were in the throes of being on lockdown, man, and we endured that, and then, the lockdown was, the rules were eased up a bit. And, and we were pretty much trying to get back to the business of reclaiming our lives, man. And everything seems to be going out swimmingly in my mind. But, you know, we had a little teeny tiny uptick, I guess, in the data, you know, in terms of, you know, whether the metric is important is whether the number of people have been diagnosed with having it or whether we're talking about a small number of deaths. And don't get me wrong, any death that occurs for any reason is tragic in and of itself. I mean, when you take in everything into consideration, you know, you have to balance competing objectives, right, to protect the public. But then on the other hand, you can't trash the economy and, just throw, you know, the economy in the dumpster, man. Because I look around, a lot of businesses have closed, man, and they're like little mom-and-pop shops, man.
Right.
And a lot of these places are not going to be able to come back, man. And when I look at the governor here, man, and then it seems like she's inconsistent because now she's now allowing the casinos to reopen. And, you know, okay, I have no qualms about the casino industry making their money, but, you know, casinos are dependent upon a relatively large number of people, you know, patronizing the organization and spending a lot of money. And I hope that these people who are getting these, you know, these dole outs from the government, if they're actually using them to pay their bills with what they were intended for and not blowing it at the casino, because in many cases, a lot of private business owners like landlords can't evict people, you know, out of their properties for not paying their rent, despite the fact that they're getting, you know, some handouts. But, and then you look at this whole idea of what's an essential business or not. Don't get me wrong, Bill. I am not, you know, the old guy that, you know, complains about what young folks are doing, man. But you can't convince me that operating a marijuana business, being a legal distributor for marijuana, yeah, is an essential business. It is most essentially not. If doing marijuana and other drugs is your thing, fine. You're an adult. Have at it. But like anything else, do it responsibly and safely and don't endanger the public. But at the same token, man, I do not find marijuana to be an essential business. I don't. And I hope I don't get you any hate mail for saying that, man. But
well, I mean,
that's my opinion and not the opinion of Bill Frady.
I here's the thing. Marijuana is not legal in South Carolina. That's item number one.
It is or is not?
Is not. Is not. Mm-hmm. Item number two, if it was legal, I can't smoke it anyway. I can't vape. I can't smoke cigars. I can't smoke cigarettes. Not because I don't want to, because when I was smoking cigars and cigarettes, I really enjoyed smoking cigars and cigarettes.
Okay.
But because of the heart attack and the resulting asthma and everything, my lungs are sort of, you know, shall we say, compromised. But this is the thing. This is the thing. All of these things they're doing where they're picking the winners and losers.
Exactly.
It's like somehow or other they were trying. And I just heard Pelosi out there on one of the news breaks saying, until we have beaten COVID-19. We're never going to beat COVID-19. It's here.
Exactly.
It's like the blue sky.
Exactly.
It's going to be
when
here.
When are you going to beat it?
Where, you know,
we're
it's like influenza, it's like a cold, it's like the mumps. And when they come out with a vaccine, half of America won't take it because there'll be people, everybody's out there, well, I don't think we should do anything until we get a vaccine. Well, we got a vaccine. You can't make me take it.
And nobody can. And, you know, and the thing is, I'm not in a rush to take something, you know, that just came out. I mean, yeah, we do, you know, our best bit at science and clinical trials and all that other stuff, but and we have made some mistakes with letting drugs get approved too early, man.
Sure. But, I mean,
I look at the trial commercial, the trial attorney commercials on TV every day, man. You know, have you taken this drug? No, for real. And it's like, hey, we have a class action lawsuit coming, you know, that type of thing.
Right.
I mean, it's all going to be, in my opinion, an individual choice and an individual decision. You know, your outlook on life, does the government role, is it to protect you from everything that you may or may not do, or does life entail some element of risk?
Well, I mean, if for all these people out there wearing masks while they're driving a car, it's more dangerous to drive your car. You know, there are not cruising coronavirus clouds beside you that are going to be able to catch up beside you and then magically come through your closed window that you need to wear a mask for.
That's one of those things, man. You see people driving with masks on, and I'm like, okay. You know, it may be a sign that they have been so conditioned and acclimated to complying with wearing the mask that they just wear it 24/7. And
sure.
I bet there's some people at home that wear it the best.
Well, I don't want to see them. I don't want to see that. I don't want to that right there. I'm one of the things that bugs me about this. On the one hand, everybody was willing to absolutely give up just about every right they had to try to find some sort of reassurance and safety from this. And at the same time, COVID-19 was what started the gun-buying frenzy. So on one hand, you got some people saying, save me, government. On the other hand, you got some people saying, government can't save me. And I kind of think the self-reliant strain sort of outnumbered the others because we're not making a whole lot of noise because, you know.
Well, I mean, you know, the thing is no, they're not. But here's the point. The point is, as you're leading to, is that a record number of guns have been sold and are continually to be sold, man. That's the silent majority right there as the gun owners, and especially the new gun owners. And, you know, I'm not saying that they all had some psychological or political epiphany and all of a sudden they see the light. But at the end of the day, in periods of uncertainty, man, there's nothing like the peace of mind that a firearm gives you, man, that at least you can defend yourself. It's kind of like the peace of mind that people got when this coronavirus first came out, and that people thought that if they could just settle the toilet paper issue and just hoard all the toilet paper, life would somehow be a better place, at least for those few precious moments when we're in the bathroom. But we find peace wherever we can, man. If it means having toilet paper or having a gun, you know, fine, have it, you know, so be it. But I tell you what, I sleep good at night knowing that I have a gun, man.
Me too. And they're close. I say they because, I don't know about, and I'm sure you do it too. We got about a minute left, but especially you. I would imagine you do home carry, don't you?
I carry, you know what? If I'm not carrying the gun, it's right next to me on the table. As a matter of fact, it's on the table that I'm at right now talking to you on your sofa.
See, there's one right here. One right here beside the keyboard with me, because if somebody wants to start something, I'm not going to be able to go, hang on there, buddy. I just got to go up here and get this gun out. Just stand right there. I'll deal with you directly. But we're about to run out of time, Rick. Tell everybody how they find you.
I can be found all over the Internet. I can catch me on YouTube, Detroit CCW, Rick Ector, over 2,200 videos online. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. Look for me. And as a matter of fact, I'll be making waves this weekend. I'm going to train 1,500 women how to safely operate a handgun. I'm going to make waves. We're going to make history, and we're going to have a lot of fun.
There you go. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Hey, man, thank you for having me. Look forward to it to tell you all about what happened this evening.
All right. We'll be right back. Hour number 3 is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.